we know in the Mishnah Shabbos, B'meh Madlikin, right? B'meh Madlikin, some of us say it Friday night. So B'meh Madlikin, it says what you're supposed to light with and what you're not supposed to light with. Which oils you can use, which oils you can use. And then it says also which wicks you can use and which yuks you're not going to use. Now, it's not Davka talking about the mitzvah. You don't really see the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Later on, the Mishnah says, Shloisha Averis Noshemesis Adlokas Aner. But you don't really see that this Mishnah is necessary to talk about the mitzvah of Adlokas Aner. I mean, Stam, in those days, they lit with candles, they lit with oil. So this is the oils you could use, you can't use. The Gemara goes through, why not? The Gemara says, because all of these are oils that's very hard to they don't burn well, or the wicks don't catch on well, and Shema Yata. What might come out is, you'll have this fire, and you might go ahead and try to fix the wick, try to get the oil to get better, and it'll be over an Issa of Shabbos. So that's why Chazal asked these wicks and these shmonim to use on Shabbos. B'meh madlikin u'b'meh ein madlikin, right? Ein madlikin b'lo bechesh, v'lo choysen, and so forth and so on. V'lo b'psilas this, v'lo b'zefes, tar, I would say shavo, this type of wax. They had different types of wax in those days, v'lo shemin, kik, and so forth. Now, the one of the things it says in the Mishnah is loy b'shemin sreifa. What's shemin sreifa? Shemin sreifa is shemen of tshuma that became tamei, that the din is you have to burn it, right? You have to burn tshuma tmeya. Now, just like you have to burn kachim tmeyim, that the Gemara says, that the pasuk says you have to burn tshuma tmeya. The Gemara says you have to keshem shemitzah lisweif as a kachim kach mitzah lisweif as a tshuma shenitmas. But that's the din, you have to burn tshuma shenitma. In other words, tshuma is something that can only be used by the kohen. It's also for us to use it, right? It's also for, let's make it more, it's also for us to consume it. In other words, we can't, a Yisrael, that is, can't, somebody who's not a kohen, can't eat tshuma, right? Or can't rub himself with oil of tshuma. Whereas iskasar, how about you could sell tshuma? You could be makar. If a person is his grandfather was a kohen, and his mother yarshin's tshuma, right? And then he goes ahead and takes that tshuma, right? He's a nainiko, but he's not a kohen. His mother's married a Yisrael. He could take that tshuma and be makashanisha, he could be anna. That you can have anna. But you can't have anna, what's called anna, shel kilui. Anna of consuming it. Okay, that's by tshuma.
Can he sell it?
What? Yes, he could sell it. Very good question, right? He could sell it. So
that's hanah,
right? So he's allowed to do it. Hanah, that hanah he could have. It's called hanah shel kilui. Kilo means to be mechal or something, to go ahead and consume it. That he can't do, right? It's a shame. You'll be able to, and your grandchildren on your kids on your boys' sides, right? But your grandchildren on your girl's side, or they can't. Or your son-in-law can't go ahead and use tshuma to rub themselves or to eat from. Right? That's the din. Then when if tshuma becomes tmeya, the din is you have to be served. And we'll see soon. Right? That's the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim.
Yeah, you have to burn it.
What?
You have to burn it?
You have to burn it, exactly. You have to burn it.
Are you allowed to have from the ashes?
Oh, very good. Let's not call it ashes. Okay, fine. Let's say it's shemen. Right, so can you use it to light up your... Yeah, so the koyin could. And what about the Yisroel? So the Yisroel, what? By tshuma tmei, it's a little different. 1 second. The din is that over here we're talking about while it's being burnt. Yes, if you have a room lit, because since the kohen uses the same light in that room, a Yisroel could use it also. But the Yisroel himself can't use it to light his room if there's no kohanim there. That's an important point. We'll get to later. Let's just first discuss this. So the Gemara says, why can't you go ahead and use v'loy b'shem and sreifa? Why aren't you allowed to use, remember we're talking about Shabbos right now, why can't you use shem and sreifa? Right? Shem and shol tshuma shenitma. V'may karla shem and sreifa, the sreifa. M'shabbos my time alo, samachloikis. Where's samachloikis? So din is, m'toich shemitza olav levaroi. Now remember, we're talking about not shemen sreifa, a good oil, a good geshmaka olive oil, which happens to be truma, which is tmeya. But since there's a mitzvah to burn it, there is a mitzvah to burn it, so a person might be overexcited, let's put it, in order to make sure it gets burned. And therefore, metoch shemitzvah love, mitzvah love levara, gzera shemayate. Elashi says, duma also that... in order to go ahead and burn quickly. In other words, he wants to make sure it burns. Not that there's a problem over here. He wants to make sure that it burns. That's the Sherman Sreifa. Okay? Oh, so the Gemara says, so why can't you do it on Yom Tov? If the whole problem is because you're Shemayata, so you should be able to do it on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a fire. What's wrong with it? Right? The Gemara says, Gzeira Yom Tov Ata Shabbos. If you might come to the north, Shem and Sreifa, if you use it on Yom Tov, you might come to use it on Shabbos. Gzeira, that's what the Gemara says. That is, I think, a rabbi says it, yeah. Rav Chisda Amar, no, you're not worried, Shemayata. You're not afraid. If that's the burn, that's the burn. The guy's going to make it burn it quicker. Elohacha be Yom Tov Shechal Yisrael Shabbos Skin. Rabbi says it's talking about Yom Tov Shechal Yis Be'erev Shabbos. Over here we're talking about specifically a Yom Tov that's Chal Erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. No, it's Erev Shabbos, right? When do you light for Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos. And that Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov. And the din is Ein Sarfin Kotchim Be Yom Tov. You can't burn Kotchim Yom Tov. That the Gemara learns that from Pesukim. We're not going to go into that now. You're not allowed to burn Kotchim on Yom Tov. There's an issue to burn Kotchim on Yom Tov, right? Whatever the Gemara Lurna goes into why. But since you're not allowed to burn Kotchim, you're not allowed to burn Shuma Truman. So Memela, it's all because of Erev Shabbos Shechal Liyais on Yom Tov, right? That's what the Gemara says over here. Okay. Now, in the Sugya of Chanukah, right, the Gemara in the Chof Aleph, Amar Avuna, Psilois Veshmanim Shomu Chachamim, Ein Madlikim Behem Shabbos, Ein Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah. Okay, B'Shabbos Chol is not in the game right now. In other words, just like you can't use all these oils in the Mishnah on Shabbos, these wicks in the Mishnah, oils and wicks, you can't use it for Chanukah either. Right? Why? I'm a rabbi, my time, the Kasava Kavsa Zakakwa. Because the din is that if it goes out, extinguishes the flame of the Ner Chanukah, you have to relight it. That's to burn a certain amount of time. And since it has to burn a certain amount of time, you have to relight it. What we're afraid about over here is that there's a good chance it'll go out and you might not relight it. In other words, Chazal were afraid, Rashi says, Dilma Pasha. You might be negligent. We have to know why Rashi says, negligence is not in the gear right now. In other words, what will happen is like this. If you like good oil like we have, good candles that we have, our candles are good. So you light it, right, our wax candles. So you light it, you know it's going to burn for a few hours. You know there's no problem, right? It's going to burn. Masha Enkein, these wicks, they might go out. And if it'll go out, it might go out within that shear, let's call it a half hour, that's supposed to burn. And Memela, you might not relight it, and you'll not yaitza nechanaka kofsa zokukla, right? Or you're not yaitza that time, whatever it is. That's the din of kofsa zokukla. Memela, they didn't allow you to use those wicks. As she says, zokukla lesakna, hilkach tzoch lechatchila lasas yofo, dilma posho mesakna. You do it, the Beis Halevi says, that Lasakna doesn't say in Rashi Zokakola to be Madlik again. He says the Pshat is these wicks, the fire is there, except it's a very dim fire. It doesn't light well. And you'll think that that's a good fire, and it's not. So you won't fix it. So therefore, you have to make it the offer in order to be a good fire. You know, sometimes you see if you put something on, right, it lights very dim. That's not a good light. That's basically Levi learns Pshat in Rashi, Lasakna. What's Lasakna? Lahadlika. But a koponim, that's the problem. My time, Davuna, Kasava Kavsa Zakukla. Okay. Now, the Mutal Hashtam Shor we'll put on the side for a second. Rav Chista says, no, you could. Psilas Vishmanim Shamu Chachamim Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah. Chedushim says, Psilas Vishmanim, we know it's already before the Chedushim, Ner Psila V'Shemin is Nefesh. Lashon Nefesh. The Goyin says it. So whatever the pshat is, but Nefesh, he says, Psilas Vishmanim, all those nefoshes of Klal Yisrael, She'ein Madlikim B'Shabbos, that Shabbos has no effect on them. Even Shabbos, they go through Shabbos and it's some of that. Madlikim Behen B'Chanukah. Chanukah is such a time as Sugal to go ahead and warm up the Yiddish and Neshama. Madlikim, the Nefesh is Nidlak, becomes gets on flame during Chanukah. All right, so he says you could use them. Why? Because he holds Kasava, Kaf Sein's out. What do we care? Even if it lets and then it goes out, becomes dim. You were yaitz already. Kof saying, right? Can't do it. It's such a shita kof saying zokof. Now, in the Gemara itself, there's also machloikis. If mutter l'shtamish ba'ira or ainish mutter l'shtamish ba'ira. In other words, the ner chanukah, are you allowed to use it? Can one go ahead and read a book by the ner chanukah or not? Right? Like Rashi says, they made it nikashu ner mitzvah. They made nikah ner mitzvah. The Ram says, they made it like the menorah. But machloikis. We paskin, also l'shtamish ba'ira. Right? We have a shamish to. They should be nicker, not to use it, but to be nicker. But I upon him, that's also machlokes. Okay. So the Marit in Chedushay Shabbos asks a question like this, the following question. He says, so you're telling me, let's go quote to the Mandom, they're not louder, because Kofs is Zakkukla. The reason you can't use these Psilas of Shman, they can't use on Shabbos, is because of Kofs is Zakkukla. So he says, that makes sense by all the other Shmanim. But what about Shemin Sreifa? Why should Shemin Sreifa be also? It says, "Psilas Shmonim Shamu Chachamim Ein Madlikim Ben Meshabes Ein Madlikim Ben Mechanika." That means you're including Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa doesn't apply at all. If you're saying it's the reason is because he might make it burn, he wants to make it burn. Because that, let him make it burn. What's the big deal? So what if he'll make it burn? What could be the problem if he makes it burn? It's supposed to. It's chol now. We're talking about chol. It's not Shabbos Dika Isser. No, Isser. And if you say it's because Ein Madlikim Kachim b'yomtiv, the Gemara says, obviously, even if it's about Chanukah, there's no problem. Chanukah is not a yomtiv that you say ein madlikim b'shem and sreifa. So why should shem and sreifa be asa? And it's fair to say that the Gemara meant except for shem and sreifa. So Marit said he found a Yushalmi. He found a Yushalmi. Then Yushalmi says you're louder. That's what the Marit said. That's what he says. He said that he found a Yushalmi that says you could. So he says, Enachanami, you see that you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Now, if the Yishami says it the way he says it, it still would not be a raya. Why? Because maybe the Yishami holds like the Manda Amar, they allow to light all these wicks on Chanukah. What's the raya? If the Yishami would say, you're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa, you can use for Chanukah. So what? Maybe it holds all of them a mutter. What's the big raya? But the Maisa doesn't say that in the Yishami. And the Pnei Yeshua quotes Yishalmi as it is, and he's also bothered with this question. He says he found this Yishalmi, and the Pnei Yeshua goes into different pshatim. But let's first see what it says in the Etzem Yishalmi itself. In the Etzem Yishalmi, it says like this: Madlikin Shemen Sreifa B'Chanukah. That's the words the Marit said. But later on, the Yishalmi modifies it. Amar Abnisa Anala Nachakim LaAba Ima Have Amar Li Abu Chava. Your mother, whatever it said. That your father said this, Misha ain loy shemen shalchulin madlik shemen sreifa b'chanukah. If you don't have, then you can use it. Now, if you don't have, could be all the wicks of our mission you can also use if you don't have. Because what's the whole reason? Shema yechav. It might go out. I mean, it's a maybe, but guy's stuck. Guy, all he has is shemen kick. He's in somewhere in Puerto Rico and he realizes he only has shemen kick. But he has to light Ner Chanukah. So what does he do? So you say, well, she can't use Shemen Chik. It's a shtick of Shiloh. But in Pashas, you're saying Svara, that he should be able to use it. Why? Because Chazal didn't ask. They say you can't be Yoitz with it. They said don't use it because it might go out. Good. But over here, you have no choice. Who says it will go out? It's a Safik. It's not a Vadai. It might not go out. It might not be dim. So use it. So that's what I was saying here in the Yishami. So what's the Pshan the Yishami? What's the Yishami saying? It's awesome, but not if you have others. What's the Issa exactly? So first, there's a little din in the Achreinim. I'll just say it over because it's not just to bring out the Nekuda. Is that there's a din in the Achreinim that why isn't there, but Betzim in, I remember many years ago, in Shari Tshuva quotes a Shar Freim, I believe it is, that talks about if person had basa b'chalav, right? So he had some meat fell into his some kind of, you know, milchik dish or fakert. And he's got the oil, right? Some milk fell into his chons, okay? So now it's also bana, basa b'chalav. But he has a fleshy kippur, right? Not chicken, he has meat. So memela, it's also bana. Can you use the oil that's now basa b'chalav for Shemen Chanukah? That's part of his shaila. So part of the shaila is, if those who learn to ilchus basa b'chalav, is what do you mean? You're cooking basa b'chalav. That's the issa. So the shaila is nachrenim. Is there a din of ein bishul achabishul by basa b'chalav just like on Shabbos? But you say no, it's still called bishul. Hana. See, Tanis, what hana are you getting? Mitzvah lav lehenis nitnu. Right? We have a call. What?
Mitzvah d'rabbanan only.
Yeah, and what's the din with mitzvah d'rabbanan? Pesach.
Suggesting that.
Suggesting you should know after all these years. I suggest that. It's machlekes rishayim. You're right. Balama, but most rishayim hold not that even by mitzvah d'rabbanan say. It's a good point. But one of the nekudas they bring out, I don't remember who, is why don't you say mechsis kosis shiure? There's a klal we know in sukkah. That if you have a lulav that's asabana, what's the din? It you look at it like the shear is not there. So over here they talk about mechzes kashur. Shaila is by truma, it's not really asabana, it has to be burned. So rather that's the kasha doesn't start. Mechzes kashur shear means if you need a physical shear, what you call a shear bekamus, right? In the amount has to be, you have to have a amount. If the shear is an eches, how much it has to burn, it doesn't matter how. What do you mean, mixes kosher? It doesn't make it like it evaporated. It made it like it's a smaller thing. Kivegan says a mushroom. If you have a get made out of isur, no. So you're going to say mixes kosher shiur. So you've got a small get. What's the difference? How big the get is? You can write it on a piece of rice. You know, they have these people know how to write a whole thing on a piece of rice. So that's a good get, right? Over here, you need something that physically burns for a half hour. Buy a lulav. The pshat is you need a lulav that's dal pfachim. So we look at it like it's not missing the shear of Dal Tfachim, the physical shear, the qualitative shear, right? But if you need the quantitative shear, right? The quantitative shear of Dal Tfachim. Over here, it's a shear in how much it burns. How much it burns is going to burn anyway. You can't say it's missing that shear. So that's very hard to imagine. That's called Mechzikas Shear. Again, G'day L'Achreinim, talk about this type of thing.
What about the aspect that the Rosh Hashiva spoke about last week about the flame? The flame is the ikar mitzvah. So if there's not enough oil or whatever, as long as the flame, if we look at the oil as not having the right shear, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the flame burns.
Right. So you're saying it should be good. Right. That's the point. Right. Exactly. That's the point. Okay. So the Pnei Yeshua first wants to say a svara. The Pnei Yeshua says like this, because he says that what's wrong? What's with this shemen shel truma? What is this with this shemen shel truma? This shemen shel truma is truma tmeya, and to Yisrael, like Yankel pointed out before, he's not allowed to have a nar shel kiloy. In other words, he can't use it to go ahead and benefit from it, consume it. How do you consume? What's the hano you're getting? The hano you're getting is the etzem flame itself that you're able to see, or you're warming yourself up. Right? You're in a room and you have a flame that's warming yourself up. That's called hana shel kiloy. And hana shel kiloy is asa to Yisrael. Oh. But the thing is like this. We have a klal, mitzvus lav lehenis nitnu. Right? So now, what hana could you get over here? You can't get a physical hana because we paskin asa lishtamish v'oira. So you can't use the R. You can't warm yourself up. You can't look at it. The most you can get is a mitzvah. The most you can get is a mitzvah. And since the most you can get is a mitzvah, right, the most you can get out of it is a mitzvah, that's the klal of mitzvah. In other words, what ana are you getting from over here? From going out and consuming this oil? Mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lehenisne. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. Now, what's the pshat if he doesn't have oil that he could use it? So if he doesn't have, if he has, then he can't use it. Mitzvah lav lehenis nitnu, technically, if I have a lulav that's asur b'ana, and I have a lulav that's mutar b'ana, I could take the one that's asur b'ana, because mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. What's the difference? I took this lulav, or I took that lulav. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, I'm allowed to take it. I'm not having a hana.
If I had a hana, I would have to replace it with other.
Oh, very good, Joe. So on that, he seems to say, he doesn't explain himself, Rabitzel, by the way, they came out a very nice sefer on the Toldos of Rabitzel. Beautiful sefer. Grandson wrote it, just nifted a few years ago. A very thick sefer. It's a very thick, I mean, it's such a godless Rabitzel learning, but it's Musa, it's Midas. It's a beautiful sefer. Somebody just gave it to me a few days ago. Really, I was looking at it yesterday. Really beautiful sefer. So, Rabitzel Petterberger.
What is it?
What? Right, the yeshivas is a bit of Ponovision, a bit of Petterberger. So this is a bit of Petterberger, you're right. But the Koponim, so he says that what Joel says, that the Peshu says, but he doesn't explain. He says like this. When you're talking about lulavim, a lulav is a physical, you're not losing anything, you have the lulav. Over here, you have to consume the oil, so you're losing money. So if you go ahead and you use this, instead of that, using the Shemen Shol Truma instead of the Shemen Shol Chulin, that means you've saved yourself Shemen Shol Truma. By Lulav, it's not that way. If I would have taken this, I have the same Lulav. I didn't benefit from it, in other words. And this is a big din, but the Nesiva says such a Zach, that if a person goes ahead and he, the din of Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu is only said when the Hana you're getting, you don't get any other Hana from it. I used it and I could have used something else. So what if you could use something else? Donna's the using it. I could have used this, I could have used that. But it's just the using, just taking it. Masha Enkein, in a mitzvah, they have to consume something in order to do mitzvah like Ner Chanukah. By consuming the Shemen Shol Sefer, you're allowing the Shemen Shol Chulin to be intact, and therefore you're profiting that. That's already a physical benefit. And that, you don't say mitzvah Slav HaHenesed. Rabitzel explains the Pnei Yeshu that way. Okay, it's a nice shot. The only problem is, then it comes out that Yerushalmi is talking about only to Yisrael. That means a Kohen who is allowed to get Hana from Shem Shuma would be able to use it. Very schwer to say that that this din, that the Gemara seems to say that Shem Shul Sreifa is also on everyone, is only on Yisrael. Just like the rest of Mishnah about everyone. Rabitzel's not oimid on it, but it's a shtickel aura. Then Rabitzel says a chiddush. We just want to be oimid on that chiddush, which to me, I think is a very big chiddush to say such a zach. Rabitzel wants to say that the pshat in not using shemeshul sreifa is because there's a din like this. There's a din. What if a person has to make bekas amazon and he has to make avdallah? Right? So the din is, we bench all the kois, let's say, and you make a bikkur samazon all the kois, and you make a vdol all the kois. You don't use the same kois that you use for bikkur samazon to make a vdol, right? Because ein oisin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. That's a klal in shas, right? That you shouldn't like take two mitzvahs. I was once by a tish, by a pnei menachem, and. You know, somebody got up, and after, they, you know, what they have over there, mezainis, they have grapes, and they have wine. So a guy gets up and makes a bracha chreina to be moitzi everybody, me'ein gimel. So he makes salamichya, that's it. Another guy gets up and makes alagofen, that's it. Next guy comes up and makes alaitz, and that's it. I said, what's going on? I must be seeing things. What's going on? You make one bracha. So I asked some guys, they say, well, you know, just in case somebody didn't have all three things. I say, yeah, but what about the guy who did have all three things? Well, because first of all, let's say talk about Kiddush, right? Somebody is Moitzi. He had an Alamichya and a Goffin. And you only had Alamichya. So it's a shine on the Poiskim without a Hefsik. So Poiskim, Allah, it comes out, it's not a problem. It's not a Hefsik. Good, the Arshitas, it is a Hefsik. So he was machmir, but what about the person? So I'm asking, so finally, Meir Zilberberg, he's like the Rav there, he's a person, B'shaita, 20, 30 years ago, they said he chazan Mishnah Berurah 300 times. I mean, I'm not talking about just Mishnah Berurah, but that's the type of Yid he is. So, you know, he's very Yid, he can't get two words, like a real Polish, he can't get more than 2.5 words out of it. So he goes, I got to cook him, but Shach, where? So I start looking. There's a Shulta Gebirim. Shulta Gebirim says that even though in the Rishayim of the Mash went away, when a person eats Mezainis, Alamech, and this, he says he should make three separate brachas. Ain't oisim, it says chavilas, chavilas. Why should it be yaitzi all your chiyuvim? So he says, even though Rishayim don't say it, he says, but doesn't, and the Chacharov says, and one could be noyig that way if he wants it. So Pnei Menachem, afterwards I found out, he came to Sheva Brachas, he was related to the Chevron Mishbracha, he did that, he had Almich and this. He said, look at them, Dick, what are you doing? So he told me, Chacharov, you could do the Chatchila, Ein Oisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. But we know there's such a thing as Ein Oisim Chavilas Chavilas. Rambam at Taira, if you don't mind. Right, the Gemara says, that's the shalom with by sheva brachas, right? We have two separate koises, benching and sheva brachas, right? It's also part of the shalom. Thank you. When do you go ahead and fill up the kois, before or after? Is part of this, but it starts with a mishnah in Saita. In Saita it says that ina mashkin shtei saitas bevas achas. You don't give to drink for two saitas at one time. So that the Taisus says. Is that you shouldn't focus on each mitzvah separately. Ain't no some mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, right? So that's the din. So Zokta Bitzel over here, you got two mitzvahs. You have Ner Chanukah and Shemen Tzveifa. It's a problem of oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That's what Bitzel Tainis. He says, but if you don't have any other things, so that's the din. If you only have one kois, so the halacha is, so you also go ahead and you make one bracha. Is the Rambam I wrote down for myself? I have to write down where I wrote it. That's the problem. I'm still in October. That's the problem. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shabbos. Let me just still find it.
Probably is it taka mitzvah that you make a bracha on burning?
Okay, that's a. Taisa says it's a mitzvah. It's mamash a mitzvah. Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
Were
what?
Are you doing two maises, even where we say, and also even where it's one maises?
Very good. A good point. That's good. We'll get to that. That's a good point. How you oichel back chav tes alochi gimel? How you oichel v'gam achilasa machnas Shabbos mevarach bikas amazin v'achik tchila v'achka makash kois sheni v'lo yevarach v'kash kois echad she'en oisin shtei mitzvah kois echad. Right? But if he doesn't have. So first of all, the Rambam's lashon is shemitzas kiddush umitzas bikas mazon shtei mitzas shel Torah hein. The lashon the Rambam that the klal of einas mitzvah chavilas chavilas is on two mitzvahs Torah. You have to know because the place comes out so like taking out two sifrei Torah from the Aron Kodesh. Magen Avraham goes with the whole thing, all arichas. If you take out both sifrei Torah one time, you take one at a time, right? But the Rambam's lashon is okay that it's only by shtei mitzvah shel Torah. Another, I forgot to bring the Asamech, but it's late anyway. The Asamech says, he's Medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. In the Lashon HaRambam, Tumas Tzaras, Perek Yer Aleph, Lach Vav, yeah. Perek Yer Aleph, Lach Vav. The Asamech is Medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. That the din of ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is a pshat azoy. This koyin, he's doing the mitzvah of being mashkida. What if he would ask another koyin to do it? Whose mitzvah is it? It's not his mitzvah, and he's a shliach. What is it? The other koyin is doing it. So the pshat is when he does it, he's doing two mitzvahs at one time, right? If you would give it out, that means the mitzvahs wouldn't be done. In other words, whenever you say a nice mitzvah chavilas chavilas, is the pshat a mitzvah that I have to do. And if I do both, I'm doing both mitzvahs at one time. I'm supposed to do physically both mitzvahs, and now I'm doing it one time. He says, but a mitzvah that's shaykh al day shliach, if you could do it through a shliach, you get the mitzvah, and even though you're not doing it, then there's no chasern about Einoisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Because you see, the Torah allowed you to give, not to do the mitzvah physically. In other words, what would be wrong? Let's say a guy does now He says, "How can we makadish five nashim b'vasachas or semech?" Says, "I should have brought on semech." He has a nice mishon there. A guy's makadish five nashim b'vasachas, right? Or he says, "I think that's example." He says, right? He says that Tara says, because I could send a shliach, and the shliach happens to be doing it at the same time I'm doing it. That's not called, because it was chal at the same time, it's not the chalois of the mitzvah. It's a pshat is, I should be doing two separate actions, and I'm doing one action. So the mail over here could be bechlal. In anything that you could do with the shliach, we know that the place can say, you can make a shliach for Ner Chanukah, that's poshut. So who's something, or Zimbar Samech says something that can be done through shliach, there's no chason of any nice mitzvah chavilas chavilas. But I think what Bezak and Megav is saying is different. What were you saying that what?
It's one mindset.
Oh. No, the pshat is, in being mashke shtei soitis, in all these things, you're doing one action, but two actions in it. You're being mekadosh alakois, and then you're being mekadosh, and then you're making birchas hamazon. Or you're going ahead, and you're mashke shtei soitis. But if you do one action, and your kavana, let's say you'd say, I want to burn Ner Chanukah. I want to do Sherman Tzvev. Not Ner Chanukah. You did Ner Chanukah. You don't consider it two maises. You didn't do two maises. You did one maise. Your kavana splits it up. Let's say the case Alamichya. Alamichya Vada. Instead of saying Alamichya and Alagafen, you put into one. Let's say that would be a chasorn, like the Chilta Gebarim Tainas. So pshat is, you took two actions, you put them into one action. But you did two actions in one. Masha'en came by Sherman Sreifa. You didn't do two actions, it's one action. You're mechavan that it should be Ner Chanukah too. That's according called Einoisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Einoisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas means you took two actions, put them into one. You didn't do two actions into one. It's one action. Your kavanah is different. Who says that there's a chasana Einoisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas? Okay, so what is the chasana? We'll have to wait a minute to Shem till next Chanukah. Talk about it anymore.